G.K. Chesterton, The Tremendous Adventures of Major Brown, narrated by Carl Mason. Rabelais, or his wild illustrator, Gustave Doré, must have had something to do with the designing of the things called flats in England and America. There is something entirely gargantuan in the idea of economizing space by piling houses on top of each other, front doors and all. And in the chaos and complexity of those perpendicular streets, anything may dwell or happen. And it is in one of them, I believe, that the inquirer may find the offices of the Club of Queer Trades. It may be thought, at the first glance, that the name would attract and startle the passer-by. But nothing attracts or startles in these dim, immense hives. The passer-by is only looking for his own melancholy destination. The Montenegro Shipping Agency, or the London office of the Rutland Sentinel, and passes through the twilight passages as one passes through the twilight corridors of a dream. If the thugs set up a stranger's assassination company in one of the great buildings in Norfolk Street and sent in a mild man in spectacles to answer inquiries,